Let me ask Robert this, because I think this question, these photographs, the real Joe Biden versus the guy we got in the Oval Office now, tends to undermine his whole plausibility argument. I mean, here you got a guy, man, central focus of television news worldwide. He's a fake president of the United States, and he's not being called out. I mean, you've got a small group calling it out, bringing attention to it. But worldwide, it's not the case. They're accepting this as though he were the real guy. And I think by your argument, Robert, that ought to be impossible. But there it is.
Can you say something? Yeah, can I speak?
Yeah. Sure.
We're talking about 60 years ago almost, right? Now we have technology now where some guy can put on a mask. We've all seen these videos and these lifelike masks. And somebody could be just wearing a Joe Biden mask making appearances because he's in the hospital somewhere, or he's drooling out the side of his mouth. They can't put him out in a press conference. So that they got these guys with masks on.
So you're telling me, Robert, you agree that the Biden in the White House now is not the real Joe. You agree with that?
He's not conversing with people, his friends. He's not singing. He's not playing multiple instruments on a stage in front of him. He's not having a film crew coming in filming him for a whole month. It's like Let It Be a film and so on. And I'll tell you what I think that the conspiracy is really about. When this Paul is dead rumor started, it was a kid in a college newspaper wrote an article about it, saying that these so-called, you know, if you have bare feet somewhere in the world, that means you're dead. You know, wearing shoes means you're dead too, apparently. But anyway, you listen to that original, and the guy, this anonymous caller called in the radio station, and the story went nationwide. You listen to that call very carefully. He keeps emphasizing to play your records backwards. Play your records. You got to play the records backwards. He says it probably a dozen times. What happens when you play your records backwards? It wrecks your albums and you have to replace them. I remember that time they probably made millions of dollars just in that few months there when the rumor first broke from all their record sales. So I suspect, and I don't know for sure, I suspect if there's any conspiracy, some clever guy in the record company, maybe an Alan Klein's office or something, said, hey, seen this article? If we announce this, you know, we say that Paul is dead and stuff and tell people to play the records backwards, we'll sell zillions of records. And that's what I think worked without a hitch. Not replacing the guy physically, you know, I don't think it's possible. And all these so-called clues, like all these tenuous associations, like 100 years ago, there was Jack the Ripper, and if you calculate Paul's this, and it turned... You can sit there all day and come up with that stuff. And has he done the same scrutiny with John Lennon or any other celebrity? No, none of these people do. They don't see the pictures that John Lennon's doesn't look like himself because the photographs are distorted. They don't see it. If they see one that Paul McCartney doesn't match up, boom, they instantly see it's confirmation bias. And like I said, Ringo was the one who was a sacrifice. He's the one who Billy Keaton.
If there were, Robert, just to be candid about it, if there were ever an example of confirmation bias, you are exemplifying it, in my opinion. Now, I, as a student of logic, I've made the point. You cannot have two individuals be the same person unless they have all and only the same properties at all and only the same time. While you've sought to explain it away, in my opinion, you've not explained the way the difference in height, the difference in shape of skull, the difference in the teeth, the difference in no, you have offered what I am telling you I regard as pseudo explanations. I don't buy your explanation. I'm just being candid. You, in my opinion, exemplify the logical point I made before, that you can adopt any single position you want and maintain it true no matter what, regardless of the evidence. If you're willing to make sufficiently drastic alterations in everything else, the constellation of evidence in this case is overwhelming, in my opinion. And just go back to those early, Look, there are multiple books about this, Robert. In my opinion, you're not coming honestly to grip with the evidence. The earliest photos of fall, the earliest photos of fall are decisive already right off the bat, because that's obviously not Paul James McCartney. Yeah, go ahead, Robert. Go ahead.
Like I said in the beginning, maybe you don't have a calculator. I'm not going to ask you to look at a calculator, but look up lens distortion, how it alters your features.
Let me say, Robert, I do a lot of work on photographic analysis, JFK, 9/11, Sandy Hook, the whole bit. Okay, I'm not ignorant about this, and I only care about the truth. I don't care. I only care about the truth. If I thought Richard were full of shit, I would say it. In my opinion, you are exhibiting as gross confirmation bias as any example I've ever seen in my life. And believe me, I'm saying this is, I'm giving you my objective assessment here. Everyone can decide for themselves. I think you've got a good job of presenting your case. And the fact that I'm not buying it doesn't mean that others might not buy it. But the fact is, the Beatles went in a totally different direction. I regard Fall as an even better musician. The Sgt. Pepper album, but all the work after, spectacular stuff. Then he went ahead and made Wings. We got the Linda McCartney. We got the Heather Mills. We got a mountain of evidence that we've not begun to touch here that, in my judgment, and this is, wait a minute, Robert. And I'm offering here just my Robert, let me finish my sentence. In my judgment, professionally as a student, a professor of logic, critical thinking, and scientific reasoning, your position is not defensible given the totality of the evidence. But I respect your right to maintain it. And there may be others who share your view. I know. You really represent what I thought about 10 years ago. I really thought it would be impossible because of the talent. Robert, just shut up for a second. I made the same kind of arguments 10 years ago you made here today. And I find them, I was wrong then and you are wrong now. But I want you to have a couple minutes here to say whatever you'd like to say. We got 15 minutes left in the show, not quite. I want you to say a few more words. And Richard, I'm just giving you my objective assessment. And by the way, I appreciate your coming on. I'm very glad you were able to make the audiovisual connection using your phone. That's very, very good. And I commend you for that. And I respect your sincere. I believe you're completely sincere. So the fact that we have an honest disagreement is merely what I'm articulating here. Go ahead, Robert. I'm going to shut up. Go ahead, Robert.
Okay. If anybody, not you guys don't have to, but if anybody at any point wants to look up lens distortion, Google lens distortion, how it alters your features, they will have side-by-side examples. Can I finish? This is science. It's not an opinion.
I'm not cutting you off.
Let me finish. The side-by-side, all you do is change the lens. Nothing else. The person is still sitting motionless. You change the lens, suddenly their face is flattened out. It's wider. The ear, everything looks completely different. Dramatically so. This is what you're seeing. That's all you're seeing in these so-called photographic evidence. That's all it is. And you can find, like I said, you find anybody, yourselves, anybody. Look, my nose gets bigger. And you know what I mean? It's just, that's the way photography works. And that's all you're seeing. And all this so-called evidence that he was killed and stuff, I don't see any. Maxwell, some guy named Maxwell, this is just somebody just making this up.
You haven't watched any of my interviews.
And you bring up any of your so-called evidence.
You haven't watched any of my interviews with Richard, right? You've not, have you?
I've watched a lot of different stuff.
I'm asking you specifically, have you watched any of my interviews with Richard? No, you haven't. Okay. You agree that Biden has been replaced. I guarantee you Hillary was replaced. I do. Robert, Robert, oh, you're not even willing to concede that Biden's been replaced?
I didn't say he was replaced. I said that very well, there could be people up there wearing those masks, and if anybody looks, they can see that these are lifelike looking masks. And he's just standing there doing a press conference and muttering stuff off a teleprompter. He's not replaced Joe Biden.
Do you replace
all his memories and musical talents? And
listen, Robert, I'm asking you a real simple question. Is the Joe Biden now we're seeing on television the same as the Joe Biden who was born and represented Delaware for all those years? Is that the same guy?
I don't know, and you don't either.
Oh, I do. I have proven this a dozen different ways, Robert. This is a way in which, my opinion, you discredit yourself. There are obvious blatant cases, and you're not even willing to admit the obvious blatant cases where there's no doubt about it. Let me say, among the research that I have done photographically, I and my colleague, Robert, shut up. Among the research I've done, I and my colleagues have done is confirming Lee Oswald was in the doorway of the book depository when JFK motorcade went by. Among the research I and my colleague have done is that Noah Posner, supposed to be a dead kid in Sandy Hook, was photographs of his older brother, Michael Vabner, when he was a child. In other words,
nothing to do with Paul McCartney, anything you're saying.
It has to do with the use of photographs for analysis, Robert, where you claim you are the expert and no one knows anything about it. Look, I'm glad you came on. And I'm certainly glad you said you have no idea whether the President Joe Biden is the same guy. Because in my opinion, that's definitive discrediting of you. Definitive. Richard, add your final thoughts.
I'm not expert on Joe Biden. I didn't come on here to be an expert on whether Joe Biden's the same guy or not. I don't know. I haven't looked into it as intensely.
Okay, yeah, great. Okay, thank you, Robert. It has to do with photographic analysis. My God, Robert, come on. You don't play stupid. Don't play stupid. You're embarrassing yourself. Richard, your final thoughts. Go ahead, Richard.
Forget it, Danny. You're out of your element.